It's time to separate fact from fiction and health fads. It's time for the Dr. Holly Lucille Show. Here's Dr. Holly.
Well, good. We're going to separate fact from fiction, and let's just throw it out right now. Fat-free, no more, folks. We got really fat on that fat-free phase that we had quite a bit ago. But I want to talk this segment about our children and children that are here and alive on this earth, and also children that are in, I got to tell you something, one of my best friends is pregnant, and I'm so excited. So we're going to talk about children that haven't even been born yet, because guess what is one of the best things for kids and moms and little fetuses that are growing into these babies that are going to be born? It's fat, and particularly DHA, docosahexaenoic acid. It is definitely a form of omega-3 fatty acid. You've probably heard of it. EPA is the other one, but we're going to talk about DHA because it is absolutely essential to the health of cell membranes, as well as nerve and brain function. Now, what is an excellent source of DHA in our diet? Well, pretty much it's cold water fish. So, but have you ever had a baby try to get a baby to eat sardines or mackerel or anchovy salmon for that matter? Probably not that easy. So there are really clean supplemental forms, and I think it's really important for not only infants and babies to take, but also moms who are breastfeeding and also moms who are pregnant, okay? You know, one of the things that I've seen a lot in my practice lately with my pediatric population is significant amounts of allergies and eczema. And, you know, eczema, I'm writing a blog about it right now. We're going to post it on Radio MD. Eczema is actually kind of interesting because it's a skin issue, right? So you see it atopically, like so you're on the skin, you see redness and scaly things, but as most skin issues, they're kind of complex. It's not just, hey, putting something from the outside in, it's, hey, what the heck is going on? And eczema is known as an allergic reaction. Well, and it's inflamed. You know, you sort of see the skin as almost this, I would say, barometer for the rest of the body. And I know if there's inflammation happening on the skin with that scaly, itchy redness, there's got to be inflammation maybe a little bit deeper. And with these kids, you know what clears up their eczema as I put them on DHA? That's right, that anti-inflammatory docosahexaenoic acid. One of the reasons is because perhaps not because, hey, this is super, because it is, and we need extra of it. It's because we're deficient in it. So in this case, I'm actually talking about helping moms and young kids replete. So when things are depleted, repleting them, or at least creating a balance from the other fatty acids that are actually inflammatory in nature. And those come from mostly vegetable oils. Okay. So the brain is actually full of fat. And this is why that development, especially in the embryonic stages where that neural tube is being developed, is full of fat. Okay. So this structure, the structural fat, supports the myelin sheath, which covers billions of our neurons in our brains, okay? And so a substantial portion of it is DHA. And it's the same, actually, it's the same fatty acid that's found in breast milk. And if the mom is actually having a sort of plethora of it, okay? But it can be deficient. Once again, so we're talking about these needs. And I was talking to my friend who's pregnant, and I said maybe it could have been kind of taken as a mean thing, but I said, you know, I got to tell you, that little baby that's grown inside of you is a parasite. Yep. And she's like, what? And I was like, yes. I said, you've heard stories of, you know, teenage children that didn't even know that they were pregnant, and they pop out a baby on a park bench somewhere, no prenatal care. The baby is fine. Why? Because babies will take anything that they need. And guess who they take it from? They take it from the mom. Yep. That's where they're going to get it from. So what's really important with DHA is the mom to take it, yes, but during the last trimester and postpartum, babies accumulate DHA in the brain and the eyes. And during a baby's first year, the brain actually triples in size, okay? So babies' diets influence this development. And latest research suggests that infants receiving DHA from breast milk, so mom's got to have it on board as well, or from their infant formula, have higher IQs and more mature visual skills. Okay, the average DHA content of breast milk in the United States is among the lowest in the world. So this is what we're talking about. We're talking about this idea of repletion. So things that have been depleted or out of balance from a nutritional perspective, we're talking about repletion, okay? So this may change as many pregnant and lactating mothers are currently taking DHA supplements. I've certainly seen that women who come into my practice are already on these things. You know, last segment I talked about a headline that I think was misleading in telling us something that we shouldn't be doing. And some of the research, though, and some of the headlines that have been out about moms taking DHA when they're pregnant and when they're breastfeeding, and also babies when they're young, is, I think, really important, okay? There's been a lot of different products on the market. Let me just name a few, because Stonyfield, they created the first baby yogurt that actually had an addition of DHA. The DHA in Yo Toddler comes from a purified fish oil. It's an organic compliant fish oil with a high concentration of DHA and EPA, which is, of course, the partner, another beneficial omega-3 fatty acid. And so a lot of the research is pointing that we really need to get more DHA in our diets. And so moms, if you can concentrate on, let's see, I would say the highest sources, of course, we talked about the seafood. It's the richest source of DHA. It's also found, though, in vegetarian sources. So we can think about walnuts, flax seeds, canola oil. I have to say, though, that in the vegetarian sources, we've got an enzyme, and some people are more deficient in this enzyme than others. And what happens is that we aren't very good at converting those particular vegetarian sources of our omega-3s into DHA. So if that's the case, you might want to think about a supplemental form. I know that Nordic Naturals is a particular manufacturing company that has a chewable, all right? So a chewable DHA, so that kind of tastes good. So kids don't have to be afraid of it, and it's actually quite appetizing for them, in my opinion. They've got many different products that are particularly geared towards kids, infants and toddlers and teens having a good sort of, I would say, fatty acid profile as they grow up. Because this is the other thing that I want to remind people about when we're talking about repleting of nutrients. A lot of times it's because of our diets, right? And I've always been an advocate of, you got to supplement your lifestyle. You got to supplement your diet. It's like, hey, if you didn't make enough money at your job to pay your bills, you got to supplement your income. Well, it's the same thing. If you're not making enough quote unquote money to get all of these good nutritional benefits that our bodies require to actually just function every day, hey, you might need a little supplementation. And I think when it comes to the development of our brains as we're children and infants that are growing, DHA is so important. And then in that first year with the brain tripling in size, we got to stay on top of that. So Nordic Naturals has a great child's omega DHA that's chewable. And then as I was talking to my friend who's pregnant, she sort of asked me for some advice because we trade. She's a stylist, and I need her. Believe me, I need her advice. And so the trade actually is really fun because we are very friendly. But her styling advice, I am more than happy to trade for some nutritional medical advice because it completely works out and I think it's fair. But I've got her on, and she is not a supplement taker in general, but she got pregnant recently. And I was like, all right, here's what we need to do. Let's see what you're doing. And she wasn't really doing anything. So a good clean fish oil is something that I thought was going to help her in her pregnancy and also help the development of the baby. So here's what we're talking about. We're talking about DHA, all right, otherwise known as docosahexaenoic acid. That's so important in the development of baby's health. They can have higher IQs, better visual acuity, and it's sometimes absolutely essential for developing children. All right, well, I want to tell you, thank you so much for listening. Thank you, Kevin, for teching so hard and so great for me, and I'll see you all next week. This is Mindful Medicine on Radio MD.